time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. It's time for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. And this is a special edition of the High School Report, David, because you've got a youth here on the phone.
Yeah, sure do. And a guy who's about to become a three-year starter for the Bryan Vikings at the quarterback spot. It's B.J. Ross. And I got to ask you, man, is it B.J. or Broderick? Because about half the people I talk to go one way or the other. What do you prefer?
My real name is Broderick, but I prefer B.J.
Okay, BJ, it's the rest of the way then. I wanted to be sure I got it right. Let me start with, before you start the third year of your high school career playing football, you got to get through this week. What's it been like? And I know it's been kind of hot, and I was up there for that first day of practice. You guys don't work out, your workouts are not exactly easy. I mean, you guys are pretty busy when you get out there and get a lot of business done.
Well, it's been pretty hot. We gotta keep hydrating. And the workout's not easy at all. We go outside first, and then we come back in and lift and all that condition.
Yeah, I was in there really when you were lifting, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be in when the air conditions. That's the part that I like, is the air conditioning part. Let me talk a little bit about your career, because you got out there as a sophomore. What was that like? I mean, how difficult was it to get out there that first year? I know you guys had some struggles, but you were in a lot of games. Tell me a little bit about what it was like that first year as a sophomore.
My first year sophomore, it was pretty hard because we played some real good teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was hard because I think after my first game, I got stitches in my left hand. And then about halfway through the season, I sprained my ankle. So it was kind of hard playing, but I still played injured.
Well, you made a lot of big plays that sophomore year and kind of became the guy who took charge of this team, which I always thought was pretty impressive. I'm not sure anybody other than you realized just how bad that ankle injury was, but I could see once you hurt that, I know I would watch you over at Lufkin, you were trying to not let them know how badly hurt you were, it seemed like, because that was not the BJ that I'd seen at the beginning of the year, and yet you never left the field. How in the world, what was that like? That had to be incredibly painful and challenging when you were out there.
It was pretty challenging. I just didn't want to let my team down when I was out there, and I just wanted to win every night, and I wanted to do whatever it took to win.
BJ, when first time I saw you play was when you were a freshman or just finishing up your freshman year, and you guys were playing 7-on-7, and I remember talking to the coaches. I said, man, that's a guy that looks like he's in charge. I mean, you looked like you were running the football team. You were telling guys where to go, and not a lot of freshmen go out there and do that automatically. Is that part of your character? I mean, are you just the kind of guy that likes that leadership role?
Yes, sir. I like the leadership role. I mean, like there's new kids that come in from basketball, and some kids that are part of their first year on varsity. I like to tell them where to go, because when it's game time, it's time to go. Because in the game, you can't tell everybody where to go. It's just time to play.
Wait, since you brought up basketball, you're a good basketball player as well. Is that ever a difficult transition? I know a lot of Bryans had a lot of guys that have been both football and basketball players. And I know first week you're out there playing basketball, it's got to be tough when you got those football muscles working and then you're trying to get on a basketball court. Although I'm sure this year you're not in any rush to get on the basketball court because you think the football team's going to do well, right?
Yeah, so I think we'll do good this year, but it's a pretty hard transition to come from football and go over to basketball that first week, because your muscles, you've been lifting so much, throwing up air balls and stuff like that. It's kind of hard, I ain't gonna lie.
Well, you fixed any concern about air balls, I thought, during basketball season, because as the season progressed, I thought last year you did something that, and you got a really nice jump shot, but you did something that I thought you really hadn't done in the early portion of your high school career. Man, you started taking the ball to the hoop. Was that something the coaches emphasized, or is that something you decided you needed to do that kind of thing to be more of a contributor on the basketball court, or how did that work out?
We had like a team meeting about right before district. Coach Jones told me that I needed to get buckets and he needed me to get buckets in there. After that, I tried my best to do what he asked. And then that's pretty much, I was trying to contribute to the team as much as I could. And that was just it.
Well, Coach Jones obviously is going to love to have you back for basketball season, but you got a lot of football to play, and you guys made a run three rounds deep into the playoffs last year. When the season started and you were running for your life in that game against Montgomery, did you think at that time you were going to be a team that won the district championship and made a run?
It wasn't too fresh in my mind at that time.
Yeah, I imagine. All right, well, but you really kind of turned it around the very next week, and I was just thinking about some of the plays that you made the following week, that little sideline pass that you threw to Jarvis Lister that was a really big play in that game, a little kind of him coming out of the backfield, and he turned it up the sideline. You got things going right away against Conroe. How do you turn things back around that fast? How did the team get it together last year?
Well, we got together real fast. Couple of Rogers, he gets his mad look in his face. He starts running at us, and then that's when it's time to play ball. And we know we got, like, Jerry Spivey, a lot of guys that's been on varsity since they were sophomores, too. They know when it's game time, when it's time to get going.
All right, this is a team that does have a lot of really good seniors. A lot of you guys have been playing together, offense and defense, on this team. And so you guys, this seems like a class that's got a chance to do something special, especially coming off what you guys did a year ago.
Yeah, I think we got a good chance to repeat what we did last year. And I think we got a better chance of going farther than we did last year, too.
Well, it's going to be a different kind of team. Obviously, Kiki Johnson was such a great running back a year ago, and I know you guys just fed the rock to him a whole bunch of times, and that worked out extremely well. But I almost lost in that is what you did, both running the ball and throwing the ball. Do you feel like you got what you wanted out of your junior year, or is there more to come your senior year?
I think I got what I wanted out of my junior, but there's still more to come out of my last year.
All right, you mentioned Coach Rogers, and he loves working with quarterbacks and talking with quarterbacks, and so, but he also doesn't like it when quarterbacks don't do well. So, tell me what it's like to work with somebody like that who's developed a lot of good quarterbacks over the years, Coach Rogers, and with really all your offensive coaches.
He's kind of like I think I seen Nick Saban in the spring game one time. He's kind of like Nick Saban when it comes to quarterbacks, because he doesn't. He tells you when he messes up, and then he tells you when he does good. And then whenever you do something good, he tells you how you can do what you did good even better. Like if you throw a good pass, he throw it sooner and like make your progressions and it reads real sooner than you did. And that's how he's a good coach at what he does with quarterbacks.
Tell me about your receiving core this year, because those guys are going to be very big, and I think you're probably going to end up running the ball a little bit more this year maybe than you did last year, but I don't think that's what you do first. You look for the pass first, don't you, most of the time?
Yes, I look for the pass first, and the receivers, we got some pretty good receivers. We still got some work to do on timing and stuff like that, and some of them are still learning the plays, but by the time that first week comes, we'll be good.
All right, we're talking with B.J. Ross, who's about to start his third season as the starting quarterback of the Bryan Vikings. I remember you, and I can't remember the game. I don't remember who it was you guys were playing, but I remember at the end of the game when you guys needed to pick up a first down and you ended up getting a touchdown. You're kind of that big play kind of guy. You're always looking for those kind of big plays. Did that in the bi-district game last year, too.
Yes, I think you're talking about the game. I know it was a Belton game, my sophomore year I did
yeah.
that. And I can't remember what game it was this year. I think I did that.
Now, do you look when you get a little opening? I guess everybody looks for the end zone. You're trying to get there, but late in the game, when you pretty much have the game locked up like that, you know, you pick up a first down, you could go down, and everything's okay. You don't seem to want to stop when you get to that point. You're always looking to get in the end zone.
No, sir. I don't seem to want to stop most of the time, but if I had to, I will. I mean, I just like to. It's just something about it when you are going in the end zone, giving the fans something, hitting the fans, yeah, and the student section, yeah, and I'm better than that.
And it picks up your team, too, it seems like. I mean, I've seen you guys carry that over from one week to the next where you make a big play toward the end of the game, and then the next week, team's just a little bit more fired up, probably in practice. I know they are in the game.
Yes, sir. It carries over. The thing about it is, I think when we're the best thing about it, when the defense gets a stop, you got to get, like, most people say, like, offense don't cheer the defense on. That's what I try to do. I try to, like, you know, chest bump the defense when they're coming off and do something great. Just because I want them to do the same thing, and we do something good, and it just goes back and forth, and we keep each other going, keep each other intensity up.
We talked about the wide receivers that you have out there. You got a couple of pretty good running backs coming back. People are probably going to look and say, okay, Kiki Johnson's gone. They won't be as good offensively, but I'll bet you think you're going to be at least as good.
Yes, sir. I think we'll still be good. Jarvis Lister, he's going to be a senior this year. He blocked Kiki last year. He's been looking real good in practice. He's been moving pretty fast. We got a kid from St. Joseph's that transferred, Hunter Batten. He's pretty fast and pretty strong. And he probably be blocking more, and then he'll run some options and stuff like that. And he moves pretty fast too, and they're both pretty good to me in my eyes.
Well, Hunter Batten coming over from St. Joseph, he's an O'Brien guy, so he's working his way back into school there. But Jarvis Lister, I thought, had a great year last year. He was your leading receiver. I was surprised to see that. Coach Rogers told me that at the end of the year, he's the guy who caught more passes, and you guys had more yards from him. So both those guys ought to be good pass receivers out of the backfield, I would think.
Yes, sir. They both got pretty nice hands. Jarvis probably has better hands than Hunter. And Jarvis, he can really just do it all as a running back.
Well, he's obviously a pretty good blocker because he proved that last year.
Yes, sir, he can block.
All right, what are the expectations, BJ? Have you guys set goals for yourself as a team, or do you set personal goals? What do you want to accomplish this year?
As team goals, I want to accomplish winning another district championship and going as far as we did, going back to the third round. And then getting past the third round and going to state. And individual goals, I would like to have 2,000 passing yards, 1,000 rushing, 20 passing TDs, and 10 rushing TDs.
Okay, I'm trying to write all this stuff down because I'm going to hold you to it at the end of the season. Is that okay?
Yes,
sir. Okay. Actually, I talked to Jarvis the other day. I saw him at that first practice the other day, and I asked him what kind of rushing numbers he was going to put up, and he told me to pencil him in for Kiki numbers. So if you guys do that, I think probably you'll be okay.
Yes, sir. We should be.
All right. You get started with a scrimmage against Colleen Shoemaker next week. Looking forward to putting on pads tomorrow and then getting set for that?
Yes, sir. We put pads on tomorrow. And then we pretty much begin. We're not really just practicing hard for Shoemaker. We're really trying to get ready for Montgomery.
And that Montgomery game is going to be the 28th of this month. That'll be the kickoff for the Bryan Vikings. You'll be on the road for that game, and you'll be entering that game as the defending district champions and three rounds into the playoffs. And guy at quarterback is going to be B.J. Ross. B.J., thanks, man, for the time today, and we'll be in touch during the season.
All right. Thank you.
Guy is a really especially good quarterback. 3 years starting at the 5A and 6A level. That's not a lot of guys get that opportunity. So, and he just gets, he sort of refines his game, I think, every year.
There you go. Should be a exciting season for him.
I think so. And I think probably for the Vikings as well. They look to me to be one of the favorites in the
district. By the way, we're 3 weeks from college football. We're 2 weeks.
Yeah, from high school.
2 weeks tonight for which high school football.
Reminds me of everything I haven't done yet.
You got to get out here and get to work.
Got to go interview somebody right now.
There you go. That was today's high school report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go